thank each of you all for joining me with the Master's Call on this Fill Me Up Friday. This is Kathy Washington here in Atlanta, and we're excited. We're going to turn this call right over to our host and let her go ahead and take it from here. Evangelist Tiffany, are you there?
I am there, my sister, Minister Kathy. God bless you. God bless you. She is my tag team sister, and I'm telling you, God is ready to do great things, and we spoke about Fill Me Up Friday. See, God will fill us with whatever we ask him. So this morning, we have asked for wisdom. We have asked for joy. We have asked for more of him. We have asked for his Holy Spirit. We have asked for the Spirit to be able to speak in tongues. We have asked for finances to be filled up with finances and health and wellness and wealth. And we know that God will fill us up with joy, with his righteousness. We know that his glory is already on this line. So I am excited about the Lord and what the Lord is going to do for us in this day. See, I woke up with expectation of great things. I woke up with anticipation of just the presence, the face of God. And I say welcome to you, each one of you, the Master Call family members. Welcome to the line on this Fill Me Up Friday. So God bless each of you. And of course, you have dialed into the Master's Call. And my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am here in Inglewood, California, where we are experiencing nice weather here. And no matter what the weather is, all we have to do is adapt. See, we never know if it's going to be cold or if it's going to be hot, but see, we know that we could get a sweater or we could get a coat, because see, God made us so that we're able to adapt, not only in weather, but in whatever season and whatever situation we're going through, it's the same. So whatever piece of armor you need to put on this morning that you have dropped over there to the side, pick it up and put it on and be the warrior that God has created you to be. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank God for those mighty women of God who started this call and moved forward with the vision that God had given them. See, the scripture reference that the Lord gave them can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, we go to the Lord in prayer every morning here on the Master's Call, because here on the Master's Call, it is truly about the Master. And see, the mission statement for this call, when you call into this call, you're calling in because it is our goal to make sure that your lives are enriched, enhanced, and empowered by God as believers here, and that when you go out your door from being on this call, or if you're already out your door already, that you will be that great minister in the marketplace that God has already predestined for you to be. See, because he called each one of us to go out and tell about his goodness. And see, that's what we get pumped up here on the Master's Call to do every day. For truly, God has blessed us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, the vehicle that brought us all together here in Artists has been none other than Artists. I mean, brought us here on the Master's Call has been none other than Artists International, a Christian health and wellness company founded by the DS De Leon family over 20 years ago, and it has been moving internationally across the world and changing lives through the health and wellness products. So I say that if you're an Artists International distributor on this line, then I tell you, first of all, if you have not updated your information, go ahead and give Artists a call and make sure they have your correct email, your correct cell phone number, your correct home number, because they are sending out texts now regarding the promotions that's going on. So if they have your cell phone number, they could just send you a text. That way you stay connected to what Artists is doing. And if you're not an Artists distributor on this line, then I invite you to get back to the person who invited you to this call to truly find out what Artists International is all about. And I am excited this Friday. I'm telling you, the Spirit said, you know, Tiffany, what do you want me to fill you up with? And that is just so profound, this morning, because, see, the Bible says ask and it shall be given. A lot of times we don't get what we need because we don't open our mouths to ask for it. So keep that in your spirits this day as you go out. Just think of the things, or write a list of the things that you want God to fill you up with. And I'm going to do that too as I'm saying it to you. I'm going to make me a list and say, this is Fill Up Friday, and Lord, this is what I want you to fill me with. So if it's not even for you, if it's for some other people that you have in mind in your family or that are connected to you, you write a list for them too and say, Lord, I need you to fill my son up with joy. I need to fill my father up with peace. I need you to fill my auntie up with forgiveness. Then you call it out for them as well too. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she would come to the line and open us up in prayer. Minister Willa, are you there?
Good morning, Sister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Praise God. A very familiar Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. You are my rod, my staff. You comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, hallelujah, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, Father, on this Fill Me Up Friday, we come to you thanking you and praising you, because in Psalm 23, you told us that we will not want. You are our Jehovah Jireh. We thank and praise you that you are our Jehovah Shalom, that you are a God of peace. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God of healing. We thank and praise you that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are the God of righteousness. We thank and praise you that you are Jehovah Shammah, oh God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, Lord Jesus. You are our banner and you are our security. Oh God, we just thank and praise you. We thank you for this morning call. We thank you, oh Lord, that we can come together to put all of our needs, put all of our cares, put all of our wants, put all of our joy, put all of our praises before you on the Master's Morning Call. We thank and praise you, O God, for the purpose of this call that's founded by the Diaz de Leon family, that we come together as one to lift you up and to honor you and to hear the word of God that we may start our day. We thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, the founders of this call. Bless them in a mighty way, O Lord. Father, we thank you for each and every person who is on this call, each and every person that has a need, a desire, O God, that they may be, that need will be met, hallelujah, today by the word of God. And now, God, we just command the airwaves to line up with the word. We thank you, Lord, that you have already sent your angels diffusing any diabolical attacks that the enemy might try to have against this call so it won't go forth. So, Father, on this Fill Me Up Friday, we thank you that you are everything we need. We thank you for filling us with joy, with peace, with love, with righteousness and forgiveness. And we forever give you the praise. Now, download the word of God in the speaker. We know it's already there, that we may hear what says the Lord and take it and be a blessing so that we can help fill somebody else up by the word of God. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, my sister, for clearing the airwaves this morning with that anointed prayer this morning. God bless you. So we have already set forth the stage this morning. The platform has been set. We are getting ready to bring up that speaker that you all hear every Friday morning here on the Master's Call for the last several months. She is the prayer general as of our new anniversary date. October 25th, 2011, she has stepped up to the plate and allowed God to expand her a little bit more here on the Master's Call. She has been a faithful prayer intercessor in this past first year. She hails from New Jersey. She is a wife. She is a wonderful sister. She is an elder in her church. She is a powerful Bible teacher. She is a woman of God. She is royal. She is obedient. She is blessed. She is inspiring, and she is noble. And at this time, it is a privilege and a pleasure to bring to you this morning Robin Wilson at this time. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Minister Robin, I hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master Family. Good morning. I am so excited. I want to say thank you for that opening prayer, Minister Willer. Thank you, Minister Kathy. Thank you, Minister Candy. And thank you to the founders. Thank you, Minister Amber. And thank you to the family also on the call. When I woke up this morning, I was excited and expecting also. And I said to the Lord, Father, what do you want me to do? And I asked him to fill me up with more of him. That's been my prayer and my desire. I want more of him. And when I have more of him, then I can go out and I can be a blessing to others because he can use me because it's less of Robin. So today's message is back to the basics, studying the word. Back to the basics, just study the word. And the scripture that I've been spending time in for the last couple of weeks is John 1:1, all the way down to verse 5. And I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Bible. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word. And the Word was Christ. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God, and they're talking about Lord Jesus. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So when we study the word, we know that we are victorious in the word. But when you think about it, the word is full of power. The word is the living power of God. The word is Jesus. God himself had the word in him. So if he had the word in him, then you know we have to have the word in us. The word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's sharper than any knife in your cabinet or your cupboard. It can cut into the innermost thoughts and desires. Hallelujah. The word abides in us. In him we live and move and we have our being. So then again, study the word. It causes us to be victorious. It causes us to be able to stand up in front of any circumstance. It causes us to be able to bring peace in the midst of any situation. We can walk into an area where everything looks like it's just filled with chaos. And because the word is in you and the word is abiding in you, you can bring peace in that situation. You can turn darkness into light. You can calm the storm because of the word that is in you. God says in Philippians 4:13, we can do everything with the help of Christ who gives us the strength that we need. The word is strength. The word is victorious. The word is our tool. It helps us. It feeds us. It heals us. It anoints us. It strengthens us. It starves our doubt. It gives us more faith. It gives us muscle. It lets us know that there is nothing impossible, hallelujah, with our God. But we know that the word is strong. And most importantly, the word will not return void. God's word will stand. He is the word. He swore on himself. He told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh that I am. That I am. I am the one that sent you. He didn't need a man. He doesn't need us. He swore on himself. All you need is the word because the word conquers everything. You believe it, it can be done. Faith is that confidence. It's that assurance. It's that hope that we know that it's going to happen. So when we send that word, it's piercing. It's going to pierce darkness. It's going to restore families. It's going to bring money into a situation if that's what you're believing God for, because he's Jehovah Jireh. He said he's your all in all. He has every single thing that you need. You can't please God if you don't have his word. And again, the word is in you because of his son, Christ Jesus. He made the promise to us. We can stand on that. So when you know the word and you study the word, you are victorious because of the word. We have to know the word. And knowing the word means spending time in the word, taking the word, asking God, what does this mean, Father? Give me revelation knowledge of the word. Make the word clear to me. You have to know what it means. You have to believe it. You have to study it. You have to act on it. You have to speak it. Just like each one of us was saying today, we want to be filled up. You're speaking his word. He said, okay, you want my anointing? He can do that. You want joy? I can do that for you. You want peace? I can do that for you. You want to be able to speak in tongues? I can give that to you. You want more of me? I can do that for you. Speak his word. Act on his word. Believe his word. Study his word, and it will come to pass in your lives in the name of Jesus. Confess his word daily. Put it in practice. The Message Bible tells us in Luke 11, verse 28, merely hearing God's law, it's a waste of your time. If you don't do what he commands, doing, not hearing, is what makes the difference with God. So you don't want to just hear it. You have to do it. You have to act on it. You have to believe it. You have to apply it. And that is what will make the difference. It should be part of your daily conversation. You should speak it all the time. Speak life over your situation. Speak death to those circumstances that are trying to rise up. They cannot in the name of Jesus. When you speak life, you know that the word is going to change. Darkness has no place in your life. It has no place in your family. You are that light that dispels that darkness. You are the light of the world because of the word that is sitting in you. Bring it forward. Speak it forward. Let it resonate. When people look at you, they should see something different. They should know that there is something in you that they have. We are the ministers in the marketplace. We have his word, which is him, in us. We want the word to be resonated in our lives and through our lives in the name of Jesus. Study the word. 2 Timothy 2:16, the Lord says, study to show yourself approved unto God. Study. Not just read it, study. It's meat. When you're eating meat, you take your time. You enjoy it. You're salivating. Little by little, you're digesting it. When you study the word, you want to take your time. You want God to give you revelation knowledge of that word. And that means to reveal it to you. You want a light bulb to come on and say, okay, I'm healed. All right, Lord, you said I'm healed. And why am I healed? Oh, by the stripes that you accepted, I am healed. All right, you are my provider. How are you my provider, Lord? And he'll tell you what he did and how it applies to you. So you take that word, you digest it, you dissect it, and you take one part little by little and let God make it clear to you so that no matter what anyone says, you know that God said this and it is so, because the word is going to come alive in you because you believe it, it's God speaking it to you, and he will make it plain to you for your life. The word has to be first priority in your life. And again, you're spending time in the scriptures, and you're asking God to make the word clear, make it clear to you in the name of Jesus. You may be saying to yourself, well, sometimes when I do that, I get tired. I don't want to read the word. I start off wanting to read the word, but maybe you get tired or maybe you get distracted. Pray before you get into the word. Find an area in your home or wherever you may be that is just an area where you can just concentrate and spend that time with your Father. He desires to love on you. He desires to share his secrets with you. We are his vessels here on this earth. He desires to use us. Let him use you by letting him speak the word, his love letter, into you. And then when we go out into the marketplace, the word that is in us will come up and we can share it with somebody else. No matter what the circumstances, God will make it clear to you, and you will have a word in season for that individual or during that season at that time because you spent time in the word. Joshua 1:8 says that the word is so important. God instructed Joshua. He said, meditate on the word day and night, day and night. He told him to make sure that you do this. You meditate on the word day and night. This is how you're going to have success. He said, spend time in the word. It's written. Tell your children about the word. You want to make sure your inheritance that you're leaving to your children is filled with the word of God. When you study the word, you're talking to the problem about your God. And your God is, it's the words that you speak. There's light in the word. There's nothing that is too difficult for God to do in Jeremiah 32, verse 27. The word is your medicine. The word is your strength. 1 Timothy 4:13 through 16 says, stay at your post, reading your scripture, giving counsel, teaching. And another translation when I was looking at it, it says, give yourself to reading, to teach, to exalt until he comes. That's what we're supposed to do. When Jesus was on this earth, he was about his Father's business. He spoke the word to everybody. He spoke the word to the enemy. He said, it is written. We too do the same thing. We speak the word. We believe the word. We act on the word. And it is written, and it shall be done. And when we believe the word, we know that whatever we say to the mountain, it has to be removed. It has to be cast out into the sea. And as long as we're not doubting that in our hearts, it shall be so. It shall come to pass because we believe it, we spoke it, we decreed it, and we shall see it happen. So on this Friday, fill it up Friday, each one of us said there were certain things we wanted God to do. Strength, wisdom, power, speaking in tongues, his anointing, love, wealth, finance, peace, health, the Holy Spirit, his righteousness, and I'm adding souls into the kingdom. So when we go back to the basics, studying the word, speaking the word, doing the word, knowing the word, believing the word, all of these things shall be done in the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless you, Master's Call family. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day. And back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. What a powerful word this morning. Back to the basics. Just study the word. And see, Robin gave us so many powerful nuggets this morning about the word of God. She said that we had to study it, we had to read it, we had to believe it, we had to speak it, we had to act upon it, we had to hear it, we have to do it, we have to apply it. She said we had to eat it. We had to dissect the word and digest the word. She said to meditate on the word, and that it should be our first priority, that we should be doing this on a daily basis. See, we're not perfect because I don't read my word every day. And I know that God knows my heart, but I just say, after this word of God, I will be ready to do what thus says the Lord. So if you have 5 minutes every day, I mean, any time is better than no time. So start at least taking 5 minutes out of your day. I'm going to start doing that as well, at least a minimum of 5 minutes per day to study the word of God. So even if you have to get up before you get on the master's call in the morning, pull out your word and look at it for 5 minutes. Look at it during the master's call, and if you get a break during your day, pick it up again and see what thus says the Lord. What a mighty word. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Kathy if she would come to the phone line and close us out in prayer. Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this, another day that we can come before you. We thank you, O God, that there is nobody else like you. You are our sovereign God. You are the one that loves us. You are Abba, Father. Hallelujah. You're our daddy. And we give you praise today, and we give you glory. And as we come before you, Lord God, we're holding up your servant that brought forth the word today. I pray, Lord God, that you give back to her all that she's given out on this call today. Strengthen her body, strengthen her mind, and thank you, God, for using her for your glory. Thank you, oh God, that you're filling her up even the more with you, and we bless you for that today. We pray, Lord God, that the word that has gone forth now, that it has fallen on good ground in our hearts, Lord God. And I thank you, God, that we don't just listen to the word, but God, we are here. We're not just hearers of the word. We're doers of the word, Lord, and we bless you for that today. We will take heed to what you have spoken into our spirit today, and we will act upon it. Lord, we bless you now for all of these that are on our prayer list today. We're holding up, Lord God, Evangelist Gwen. We thank you, God, that you're continuing to heal her body. Thank you for the miracle that's continuing to be manifested in her body, Lord God. I thank you that the vitamin C drops, Lord God, drips are working well in her system throughout, Lord God, and you're keeping her in a warm place this season, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing in our life. I thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that heals. Hallelujah. And we bless you now for Kip, Lord God, and we're speaking forth that continual miracle in his life, Lord God. We know that he is indeed a miracle, and where you have brought him from, God, you will continue to manifest it in his life. And we bless you again for being Jehovah Rapha in his life, Lord God. And we thank you on this call, the master's call, Lord God, all of those that have asked us to pray. We bless you for Angela, Lord God, and we thank you that she shall have victory with the Homeowners Association, Lord God. We thank you for Jackie, and we thank you for victory in her situation, oh God. We bless you for my Preston and the Elite Ladies of Expression. We bless you, Lord God, that you continue to keep them as they go out to minister on the front line, and all of those of us, Lord God, that are busy doing work for the kingdom. We thank you, Lord God, for our founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Continue to strengthen their lives, Lord God, and strengthen their ministries in the name of Jesus. We bless you for all that you're doing, and we do give you glory. We do give you praise, and we thank you that, again, you are Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that's right in the midst of each one of our situation, and we do bless you and call you worthy today. We call you glory today. We glorify your name today because you are all that we need, and we love and adore you, God. Thank you for this time of prayer, and we bless you for this time on the master's call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, my sister, for sealing this call this morning with God's glory. Hallelujah. To each of you, the Master Call listeners, we thank you for joining the call. To you, Minister Willa, we thank you for opening the call. To you, Minister Kathy, we thank you for greeting this morning and asking us to what we needed to be filled up with. And to you, woman of God, Elder Robin Wilson, we thank you for that powerful, powerful message. Back to the basics, just study the word. And to the founders of this call, we bless God for you, Dr. Vanessa and Pastor PK, for your anointing and for your yes. And I say if you need to go back to this call, go ahead and dial the playback number, 712-432. 1085, the same pin code. Visit our website, www.themasterscall.wordpress.com, or send us an email at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Don't forget, today is Friday, and we will be taking praise reports and prayer requests at the end of this call. So we bless God for each of you. We pray that you would obey, submit, and accept the will of God as you go out to be that great minister in the marketplace on this Fill Me Up Friday. God bless you. We love you all. Until we meet again, goodbye for now.
All right, we are in Q&A mode. If you have a praise report or if you have a prayer request, we'd like for you to come forward. It looks like we have someone in queue already. Minister Willa, go ahead and give me just 1 second to unmute you here. And you can go ahead and give us your praise report or your prayer request. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And Minister Robin, thank you so much for that timely message. It's a blessing. I just have a praise report for my daughter, Macy. Every dime that was taken out of her account through the ATM has been restored, every penny. So we just thank you so much for agreeing in prayer.
Hallelujah. Wow. Yeah, that is absolutely a praise report. God bless you, Minister Willing. God bless Macy Teller. Yep. We bless God for restoring her finances in the name of Jesus. God bless you, woman of God.
All right, we've got someone in North Carolina, 704-819. 704-819, go ahead with your prayer request or your praise report. Should be unmuted there. Let's try that again. 704-819, are you there? All right, I guess we'll come back to that person. I'm not sure if they meant to unmute themselves or not. We're going to go right on to Sister Jackie there, 317-291. Are you there?
Go ahead and press star 6 on your line to unmute yourself if you haven't unmuted yourself.
No.
Jackie, are you there?
I am here. I'm not sure what's happening here. Let me do this. It looks like, Sister Jackie, it looks like you're unmuted. Can you go ahead and speak for us so we can know that you're there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to give a praise report today. this week has been a little unusual for me, but the total week has been a blessing. First of all, the word has been a blessing. Pastor Chuck on Tuesday, Sister Tiffany today. Just all week long, Pastor Vanessa, it's just been a word of encouragement for me. I was facing some financial difficulties and didn't know where I was going to get this money from, and I needed it. My deadline was this week. And I just prayed in that and just told the Lord, Lord, you know my needs. And one day I was sitting here, and for some reason he led me to look in a spot. And I went there and found more than enough. And when I say more than enough, he gave me triple the amount of money I needed. While the money was there, I am not questioning God. I'm just thanking him for it because he has blessed me to be able to take care of my needs, and I know he's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I mean, my soul is just overflowing with his goodness because he's a right-on-time God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
thank you, Jesus. Yes. And we're not talking about a small sum of money either.
Ooh,
glory.
Yes.
Right,
yes,
on time, God.
Oh,
and then last night, my granddaughter celebrated her 12th birthday, and I was at my daughter's house. And my daughter was sitting there, and she was talking, about how she's sent out so many applications for jobs and looking to improve their life and their income, and it's just coming back to her void. And because I know that God is good and I have faith and belief in God, and many times I have talked to her about, you know, speaking negative things into the atmosphere and how you can block God's blessings because you can kill what God has for you. And she really was never receptive to what I had to say. But I thank God last night that she openly listened to me last night. And through the instructions that you guys have given on the calls, I was able, and it even surprised me because I've never been one, and I'm making a confession here, that's been able to quote a scripture and give you the scripture where it is. And when I was speaking to her last night, not only could I quote the scripture, but I could tell her where to go to find the scriptures, to read the scriptures. And it was just a blessing for me to be able to speak that to her. And I thank God. I just thank God for his goodness. I'm not going to take up any more time because I could just keep on praising his name. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord. Thank you for that wonderful testimony of God being Jehovah Jireh. He is just so faithful, and he is one who causes us to grow in him. And so we're excited about that testimony. Thank you so much, Sister Jackie. All right, we've got another person in the queue. Let's see. The number is 773-731. That sounds like Chicago. 773-731.
Praise
you can go
Lord.
Ahead and speak now.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
praise
morning. Can
Lord.
You speak just a little bit louder, please?
Good morning, everyone. Could you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better. Thank you.
You're welcome. My name is Wanda, and I just praise and thank God for his word. He is so good. Tiffany, you gave the word about detox, and I never thought about detoxing with the Lviv Green. I would mm-hmm. do the ultra cleanse,
mm-hmm.
but not the Lviv. So the Lord had been dealing with me about doing another cleanse, and I will do it. I am going to do it spiritually so as well as naturally so. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the word on today. God had just given me 2 Timothy yesterday about studying the word because I had gotten away from the word. But I praise and thank God for the basics. Yes, I'm going back to the basics. And I just thank God for this call. I thank God for you, Tiffany. You probably forgot me, but a long time ago I was on Pastor Nadine's call, and you gave me the number, and I end up getting on the call, and it's been a blessing to me. And that's my prayer request, my praise report.
Wow.
God
thank
is
you.
Awesome. I love him so much. I thank God for you all being, hallelujah, obedient to the Lord. I thank God for Pastor Vanessa. I wanted to meet her when I went away to the conference, when I went to the conference, because I heard her on another call. And I tell you, God bless my soul. So I just thank God for my sisters, you know, for the prayer intercessors. I thank God for you all. May y'all continue to allow the Lord to use you all mightily because y'all are obeying the Lord. And that's what it's about. Hallelujah, being obedient. So I just love him so much. But my prayer request is I'm in school, and I haven't been in school in a long time. And I tell you, I'm like, Lord God, I got to turn in some homework that I kind of, I was slow for in and lazy, and now I got to get it. I got to fast forward. But I want prayer for this class, for this school that I will finish. Well, I'm going to finish, but I just need prayer in that area because sometimes I allow other things to distract me, and I get slowful and lazy and, you know, wait to the last minute, and it stresses me out when I do that. So
I just need prayer for my class. I need to turn in some homework today.
Amen, amen. So we thank you, Sister Wanda, for, first of all, coming in and joining us on the Master's Call. And, yes, trust me, the green Laviv will work. And if you start it, it will work for you. And I do have a praise report as well. I had a coworker who has a daughter who is in the 11th grade, and she, as a young infant, had been having problems with going to the restroom on a regular basis. And she actually, her body has been clogged up for the last 2 weeks, and she didn't tell her mother until last Friday that she hasn't gone to the restroom in 2 weeks. So I immediately left from work during my lunchtime, got her a bottle of Green Laviv along with the Ultra Body Cleanse, and had her start to drink the Green Laviv first, not even giving her the Ultra Body Cleanse. And believe it or not, God allowed for her system to move. So that will detox your body, and we will definitely stand in agreement that you will pass your class successfully and that all assignments will be done on time. God bless you. Back over to you, my sister Kathy.
All right. We have going back to North Carolina to 704-819. Are you there? 704-819.
Go ahead and press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. If you're muted, press star 6, not the pound sign, star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself in North Carolina.
Okay, well, we got someone else in the queue here. We're going to go ahead and unmute 832-425 out of Texas.
Hello, are you there? Go ahead and press star 6 to unmute yourself on your line. Good morning.
Okay, I'm not sure what is happening here. They are clearly unmuted on the board, but they're not able to speak. Okay.
Okay,
all right.
We'll
give them one last opportunity here. If you have a praise report or prayer request, please star 6 to unmute yourself, and I'll see you show up in the queue, and I'll be able to unmute you here. All right, Minister Tiffany, we're going to turn it back over to you. I'm not sure who's...
Okay. Wow, what a powerful call, and I truly feel the presence, the anointing of God here on the line. You know, these praise reports are awesome. It shows us that God is still in the miracle working business, and that nothing has expired with him. He is the same yesterday, for today, and forevermore, and he has still great things in store for his children. So we bless God, and we thank each of you here on the Master's Call. I'm not sure if there were any praise reports or any other prayer requests, but what I would ask that you would do at this time, if you would, hello?
Tiffany, excuse me for interrupting you, but I see that those two numbers are showing up again in the queue.
Okay,
let me try one more time.
Let's try this again.
832, 832-425.
Amen. Go ahead.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Loud and clear, man of God.
Thank you. Yes, I have a prayer request. I'm here in the Houston area, and my prayer request is I'd like to place our pastor, lift him up in prayer this morning. For the past 2 days, his blood sugar has spiked up into the 480, 500 range. And his white blood cell count is way out of whack. The doctors are saying that they're running all kind of blood tests, and right now they're saying that it might look like it might be leukemia. They're still unsure exactly what's going on with his body. So I'd like to lift him up in prayer this morning and just speak out against this sickness that's trying to attack his body.
Okay, and the pastor's name is?
Patrick Caballero.
Patrick Caballero?
Correct.
And your name is?
My name is Kenneth.
Kenneth, okay. So that was Patrick Cavallaro. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. God bless you, man of God. Thank you for joining us here, and we absolutely will stand in agreement that Patrick Cavallaro's body will be healed, and whatever God is doing within his body, that it would be well, and what God's will would be at this time. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your request.
Thank you.
All right, we've got still the North Carolina number, 704-819. I'm going to unmute you now. You could go ahead and speak.
Good morning.
All right.
Hello, are you there? Just press the star and the six on your phone to unmute yourself. We still can't hear you.
Okay.
So I'm not sure who that person is that can't speak or can't get through, but yeah, if you would just go ahead and send us a prayer request to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We will definitely add your prayer request to our list, and we will intercede over that request once we receive it. So we bless God for each of you, and we'll go ahead and close this call out in a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this appointed time and this divine hour where we feel your presence and your anointing in this place, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for unmerited favor. We thank you, Father God, for the restoration of Macy's finances, Father God. We thank you that you restored them back to the full, Father. And we thank you for Jackie. We thank you, Father God, that you blessed her finances and that you blessed them. You tripled them, oh God. We thank you for the triple blessing that you gave her right when she needed. See, one thing we know, we could always call on you, and truly you show up on time. We thank you that her granddaughter turned 12, and we thank you for 12 years for her life, oh God. I pray that you would continue to do great things in her life. I thank you, Lord, for her daughter. And I thank you as she is filling out applications and that her mother has given her the word from you to be careful what we speak out of our mouth, because a lot of times we don't think about it, Lord, but we just say it because of our emotions and our feelings, but we don't realize what damage we do to our own self. So I pray no longer negative words, but positive words, and that she will wait on you to open the door, that the job that she needs is standing right on the other side of the door, oh God. I pray that you would continue to give Jackie the wisdom and the inspiration that she needs to quote and remember the word. See, Lord, one thing I do know, when we open our mouths, Lord, it might not be what we would have, but what you would have flow through us. So continue to use her in a mighty way, oh God. For Wanda, Father God, I thank you for her obedience to the call. I thank you that she has connected to the Master's call. I pray that you would allow her body to be detoxed, her mind, her soul, and her spirit, Father God, so that, thus said, the word will be implemented in her life in an expeditious way, Father. I thank you, Father God, that as she goes to school to gain and obtain more knowledge, that you would allow her to complete her class successfully, that you would remove all distractions, all slothfulness, all stress from her, but that you would allow her to flow, Father God, smoothly, Father God, as she completes her homework. I pray, Father God, as Kenneth has come onto the line this morning to lift up Patrick Cavallaro, I ask right now that you would regulate his blood sugar, that you would regulate the white cells, Father God, that you would regulate the red cells. I pray that whatever is going on in his body, Father God, that you would just be the healer in his body, Father God. I pray that you would just comfort him right now in the name of Jesus. And as the doctors do not know what's going on, Lord, we know that you do. And we thank you, Father God, and we know that you would show up on time, oh God, for each and every spoken and unspoken prayer request on this line. Lord, you know. Even though they didn't say it, you know, Lord. And I just say that you would just act right now in the name of Jesus, that your will be done, oh God, that you will manifest great things in their life for wellness, for health, Father God, for distractions, Father God. Remove them right now, because the word says that the weapon may form, Father God, but one thing we know that it will not do is prosper. So we stand on your word this morning, Lord. Thank you for back to the basics, Lord. Help us to study your word. Help us to walk in your word. Help us to talk your word. Help us to act your word, oh God. And we pray that your will be done for every listener connected here on the Master's Call, and that we will have a truly great day of expectations, and that you will fill us up, Lord. Fill us up in the name of Jesus. And I declare it to be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Minister Kathy, thank you so much for tag-teaming along with me today. And to each of you, we bless God for each of you. Invite someone to the call on next week. And as you go out into the marketplace, I pray that you will have a prosperous weekend and be filled.
All right, I'm not sure what happened to Minister.
Okay, I got muted out some kind of way, but that's okay. I'm still here. And I say, allow God to fill you up, and that you would go out and fill someone else up this weekend. God bless each of you. Kathy, I love you. I love each of you on this call. God bless you until we meet again on Monday morning. Goodbye for now.
God bless you. God bless you.